Well, not a lot of success last week. We went close at the LPGA Tour event in Singapore, running second and third with a couple of our picks. Didn't manage to pick the winner there, but the rest of the tournaments, we were a bit off the mark as far as potential winners were concerned. We'll take a look this week, however, at the three events, or three of the events that have been played in World Golf. We'll start first with the Arnold Palmer Championship at Bay Hill in Florida. Rory McIlroy will start the favourite. He's had been first and fourth in his last two starts in this tournament. He was second in Mexico recently. He was fourth at Riviera, fifth at Torrey Pines. So the form's good for Rory McIlroy. And as I mentioned, he does have some very good form on the golf course at Bay Hill. So look for Rory McIlroy to be right in the mix throughout the course of the week at the Arnold Palmer Championship. Justin Rose has been third, 13th and 9th. In his last three starts here, so another that enjoys the golf course clearly. He did win Torrey Pines a few weeks ago, then perhaps surprisingly missed the cut in Saudi Arabia, but that was a strange event, wasn't it, in so many respects, and perhaps he can be forgiven for that bad run, Justin Rose, and he returns to a golf course where he's had a bit of form, and typically he's in pretty good form at the moment, Justin Rose. He's at $11. Jason Day is another $11. He's playing very well at present. He's had a win over this golf course before. He was fourth at Pebble Beach and fifth at Torrey Pines in recent starts. So like Rose and McIlroy, is playing well and has good form on the golf course and must be considered on that basis, Jason Day at $11. Bryson DeChambeau was second here in 2018. He had a good run going prior to Mexico where he performed pretty ordinarily, did Bryson DeChambeau, but I think we might see him return to the form that he was displaying prior to that World Golf Championship event. He's at $15, and as I said, coming off that second-place finish here last year, then he must be a consideration. Mark Leishman's at $21. He was well back in Mexico in terms of his finishing position, but he was fourth at Riviera. He was third at Sony. He was a winner here in 2017. He was seventh last year. And third, actually a lot earlier in his career also, Mark Leishman, over this layout. So again, it's another one of those, he's another one of those players that clearly performs well on the golf course. It appears to fit his eye. And I think at $21 is well worth having a bit of a bet on. If we're trying to look for somebody at longer value, then maybe I might consider Daniel Berger. His one and only start in this event was when he was 13th in 2015. But he's really been playing very solidly of late. And I think at $61, if you were looking for a player to give you a bit of value away from the more logical favourites, such as McIlroy, Rose, Day, DeChambeau, and one or two others, then I think Daniel Berger may be worth a bit of a speculative bet at the longer odds. So that's the Arnold Palmer Championship being played at Bay Hill in Orlando. The next event we'll be looking at is the Qatar Masters in the Middle East. At the Doha Golf Club. It's been played there for the last 20-plus years now, the Qatar Masters, a really fine golf course on the outskirts of Doha, the capital of Qatar. Just looking through some of the players that are probably considered the more logical favourites, Tom Lewis is back on the European Tour now and has played the Middle East events well, typically of late. He was third at Saudi Arabia and was ninth in Abu Dhabi. So he doesn't have a particularly good record here, I have to say, but he's a very much improved player of late as the Englishman Tom Lewis, and I expect him to do well this week. Alexander Bjork, the Swedish player, has made a lot of cuts of late, although he has played sparingly this year, I've got to say. He was 19th last year in this event. He's at $26. And as I said, he's in reasonably consistent form, if not spectacular form, and amongst a field that's a little bit below par as far as a good quality European Tour field is concerned, a player like Alexander Bjork must be considered. Mike Lorenzo Vera, the Frenchman, he's at $26. He's playing solidly. He's made seven out of his last eight cuts and has had several good finishes on this golf course. Has a Lorenzo Vera, $26 for him. And the other player that I think might be worth a bet at slightly longer odds is the South African Justin Harding, who's come off a very good season on the Asian Tour last year. He was playing very nicely in European Tour events before he missed the cut in Oman last week. It's his first time here, admittedly, But at $41, there's something to like about Justin Harding as a speculative bet this week. So that's the Qatar Masters at the Doha Golf Club. Alexander Bjork at $26. Tom Lewis at $21. Mike Lorenzo Vera at $26. And Justin Harding at $41 for slightly longer odds are my players that are worth keeping an eye on this week. The other event that we'll run our eye over this week is the New Zealand PGA Championship, being played just north of Christchurch. It's a new venue for this tournament. No disclosed form, really, from pretty well all of the field over this layout. So it's a bit of a tricky one in that regard, and therefore we really have to rely on the players that are in the best form at the moment. Brad Kennedy, the Gold Coast player, played well at the New Zealand Open last week. He finished fifth there after being very much in the mix for much of the week. He's played well generally for much of this season, and the few events that he's played in 2019. He was 10th in Perth. He was second at the Vic Open, both European Tour events, considerably stronger events than the field he will face this week. And as a result, he's at $6, which are pretty short odds, admittedly, but he is a hell of a player, Brad Kennedy, and he must be considered to be in the mix. He actually has won in Christchurch previously, won a New Zealand Open there back in 2011. As I said, he's in fine form at present. Other players that are worth, keeping an eye on based on their current form, Josh Geary seems to have found form in 2019. He was second at the New Zealand Open last week. He contended right to the finish with Zach Murray, the Victorian golfer, before Zach Murray drew clear over the last few holes. But Josh Geary really took it to him for much of the last round. He's quite a brilliant player at times, Josh Geary. He can go very low. And as I said, he was second last week. He was 19th at the Australian PGA at his previous event prior to that, which suggests that he hasn't played much at all competitively, at least this season. But I think that performance last week at the New Zealand Open is a reflection on just the quality of player Josh Geary can potentially be. He's at $13. And Nick Flanagan, the Australian golfer, who is a former US amateur champion and a multiple winner on the web.com tour, or the Nationwide Tour as it was back then when he played it. He missed the cut at the New Zealand Open, admittedly, and at the Queensland PGA, but his form prior to that was very, very good, Nick Flanagan. He seems to be finding his way back to the sort of form that saw him do so well in amateur events, and also the web.com tour events that he won back 10 years or so ago. So Nick Flanagan at $31. And another player that might be also of interest at slightly longer odds is the young Victorian, Cameron John, who was fourth at the Queensland PGA. He was 29th last week. He was second at the New South Wales Open before Christmas. He's had a lot of good finishes in these style of events of late, has Cameron John. He's a youngster, an emerging player with a pretty big reputation preceding him. So he's at $26. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see if he has a very good week. So those are the players there at the New Zealand PGA Championship. Brad Kennedy, the hot favourite and probably the deserved favourite to win the tournament. Josh Geary, the runner-up last week's New Zealand Open, at $13, Nick Flanagan at $31, and Cameron John at $26. So good luck with your investments. Let's hope we have a little more success than was the case last week. I'm Bruce Young.